Phone Boy Speaks, episode 378, Free Speech, Not Free of Consequence. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That's the text of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. And as with many things in the Constitution, people misinterpret or misunderstand exactly what's said there. And this phrase actually comes out through the many times in the Bill of Rights or the different amendments of the Constitution. Congress shall make no law. What that means is that the federal government is not allowed to make a law that restricts people's freedom of speech, a right that they already have supposedly. And you can also talk about the religious aspects of it, but I'm focusing on the speech. Now, what that means is that it doesn't say anything about what like a state might do. A state might be able to restrict the right of free speech. A state might do some other stuff in that, or a private organization that you're a member of or whatever, or contract law, non-disclosure agreements. Those are restrictions on your freedom of speech, but you enter into those contracts willingly, and so therefore those are not considered unconstitutional. But then there's another thing that happens with free speech, right? That oftentimes there are consequences when you speak up for whatever reason. And certainly if you have something to say, you should, but you got to realize that people are going to react to it. And, a good example of that is this Angry Mac Bastards kerfuffle that basically caused the Angry Mac Bastards to take themselves off the internet and be done. After 4 years of, making fun of, a lot of the stupid stuff in the tech press. And believe me, I make fun of stupid stuff in the press and in the tech press all the time. But apparently they crossed a line and picked on a person for something they did on their own website. And that unleashed the internet hate machine on them, as it were. And they decided that they were done. And, look, I'll put the links in the show notes, and you can read for yourself come to your own conclusions about what happened there. But the point of it really is that speech has consequences, and free speech. Just because you are free to speak doesn't mean you are free of consequences. So when you put something out, right, you have to think about that, and especially young people that are putting stuff on Facebook or whatever, wherever they put stuff these days. Anything you put out on the internet, you're exercising your right of free speech, but you're also potentially putting out information that may come back to haunt you later. And trust me, there's, years and years and years and years of stuff of that I've put out on the internet. I'm sure that, there's no way to get rid of it either. I mean, the closing blog post from Angry Mac Bastards is in the internet archive. I mean, the stuff's there. I mean, once it's on the internet, it's you can assume that it will be there forever in some way, shape, or form. So, just realize that your speech has consequences, and so don't forget that as you make your speech available on any form.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/ps.